Chapter 3. The formation of Aaron Hernandez's mask began at home, in a cottage on Greystone Avenue. The cottage was small. Growing up, Aaron shared a bedroom with DJ, who was 3 years his senior. Sometimes it felt as if everyone in the family was living right on top of each other. Aaron's parents, Dennis and Terry, were proud of the home and took even more pride in DJ and Aaron. They were determined to keep the boys on the straight and narrow. I met the Hernandezes in second grade or third grade when I began to play football, a family friend named Tim Washington remembers. Aaron and DJ lived near the high school in a rural type of area off of Union Street. They had a nice house with a nice finished basement. Their dad had a little gym set up down there for them to work out. It had some weights and a weight bench. There was an in-ground pool and the basketball court right behind that. Aaron and DJ played basketball and home run derby in the woods off to the back of the house. Dennis and his brother Dave were on the coaching staff for the Bristol Bulldogs and the Pop Warner League. Dennis was the janitor at my middle school, and in high school and college, I dated Dave's daughter Davina. We were very close. Dennis would always tell me, "My boys are coming up. You need to watch out for my boys. You need to protect my boys." Dennis knew that those boys were going to be special in any sport that they played, and Aaron was driven to make his dad proud. Dennis woke DJ and Aaron at dawn so that they could work out. The boys practiced their layups for hours on end. They ran countless suicide drills up and down the hills around their home. All the while, lessons their father had instilled in them rang in their heads. "If you do anything great in life, it will come from within," Dennis would tell them. "And if it is to be, it is up to me." Aaron and DJ worshipped Dennis. And if Dennis was overprotective of them, it was because he had come close to living out his own dreams. Dennis Hernandez had played for Bristol Central back in the 1970s. Like his son, he'd been triple varsity, running track and playing basketball as well as football. Along with his twin brother David, he'd been big and fierce, a dominant player. For decades to come, Dennis hung on to his high school nickname, the King.